Picture a dyslexic teenager starting a student magazine at 16, then transforming it into a global empire spanning airlines, telecommunications, and space travel. This is Richard Branson's extraordinary journey. What makes his story remarkable isn't just what he built, but how he built it. The Virgin Way isn't merely a business strategy, it's a philosophy that has redefined modern leadership. Branson's approach combines calculated risk-taking with people-first leadership and a refusal to follow conventional wisdom. His belief that seemingly impossible challenges are something that should be a lot of fun disproving has made him a cultural icon whose methods are studied worldwide. But what exactly is this Virgin Way that turned having fun into a multi-billion dollar enterprise? It begins with understanding that leadership isn't about power or position. It's about vision, empathy, and the courage to be different. Branson's leadership philosophy stems from his entrepreneurial mother, Eve, and understanding father, Ted. His mother, who sold handcrafted tissue boxes to upscale stores, demonstrated tenacity, even organizing a successful charity polo match in her 80s. His father taught crucial lessons about forgiveness, notably when young Richard was caught stealing. Instead of punishment, Ted's measured response and quiet disappointment proved more impactful than any scolding. This emphasis on second chances became central to Branson's leadership. When a Virgin Records employee was caught selling inventory at suspicious prices, Branson chose rehabilitation over termination. The employee later excelled, discovering talents like Boy George. This philosophy extends to Virgin's practice of hiring ex-prisoners to help break recidivism cycles. His parents' principles, speak no evil, and you're guaranteed to miss every shot you don't take, shaped his conciliatory leadership style and risk-taking approach, proving that leadership foundations are built through early values rather than boardroom experience. Listen and silent share the same letters, a parallel that shaped Branson's leadership. Since his first student magazine interview, he's maintained detailed notebooks, proving valuable for both memory and legal documentation. While public speaking gets attention, listening is equally crucial. Branson's dyslexia made him an exceptional listener, requiring intense focus and thorough note-taking that became a vital business asset. Understanding how customers see us is essential, yet many executives remain disconnected from their customers' actual experiences. Ready-made focus groups exist in our daily lives. Family, friends, and employees offer honest feedback without formal research costs. This proved invaluable when Virgin rebranded their condoms from Virgin Condoms to Mates after his wife's candid reaction. Rather than relying on reports and surveys alone, leaders must experience their products firsthand. Branson exemplifies this as Virgin's most attentive critic, focusing on details that create exceptional customer experiences. The KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid, originated in the U.S. Navy, recognizing that battle systems work better when kept simple. Having grown up with dyslexia, simplicity in communications became essential for Branson, who advocates, say what you mean and mean what you say, in as few words as possible. Many executives feel compelled to comment on everything when silence would often serve them better. As Blaise Pascal noted, "I am sorry this letter is so long, I didn't have time to make it shorter." Twitter's character limit has proven that condensed messages can be more effective than lengthy ones. Though Branson never enjoyed public speaking, he's adapted by favoring Q&A formats over formal speeches. This approach makes him more comfortable and transforms audiences from passive listeners to active participants, while pre-planted questions ensure key points are covered. Leaders show strength, not weakness, by saying, "I'm not sure, what do you think?" Such phrases demonstrate confidence and value employees' input. Simple courtesies like please and thank you are often overlooked by leaders, yet appreciation can motivate employees more effectively than money. In our digital age, a handwritten thank you note makes a lasting impression. Branson rejects the one-size-fits-all mentality common in business, seeing it as an opportunity for entrepreneurs willing to challenge conventions. When Virgin entered aviation and rail transport, his newcomer's perspective and seemingly naive questions often revealed opportunities for improvement. This questioning approach proved valuable, sometimes validating existing practices, other times exposing flawed assumptions. For instance, with Virgin Atlantic, he discovered giving away electronic headsets after each flight was more cost-effective than recycling traditional rubber tube ones. Branson never rates anything a perfect 10, believing there's always room for improvement. Apple exemplifies this philosophy, from product design to retail experience, with stores generating $6,050 per square foot, nearly double Tiffany's, $3,017, through exceptional staffing that matches customer demographics. True customer loyalty stems from engagement beyond transactions, not just rewards programs. When a young entrepreneur missed his Virgin America flight to an investor pitch, the team arranged an impossible connection, choosing "Let's fix it" over "Sorry, it's your problem," earning a loyal customer for life. Unlike many executives, Branson finds firing deeply saddening, but delights in hiring, the one area where leaders should stay personally involved. These people will make crucial decisions, so they must be trustworthy. Even with Virgin's size, Branson remains involved in senior-level hiring. Virgin Atlantic's launch showcased smart delegation. They merged aviation experts with Virgin managers, blending Virgin's rule-breaking culture with aviation's strict disciplines. This combination successfully launched a transatlantic airline in just 5 months. While credentials matter, Branson values capability over expertise. Cross-industry success indicates versatile skills and creative problem-solving abilities. Smart outsiders often innovate better than industry veterans trapped in conventional thinking. Branson describes Virgin's workplace as an open zoo, unlike traditional corporate environments where office size signals rank. However, some executives instinctively try recreating hierarchical barriers when freed from familiar structures. Strong leadership that empowers employees drives engagement. The evidence is clear. Companies with highest engagement achieve 27% operating margins versus under 10% for disengaged ones. Following this philosophy, Virgin adopted Netflix's approach of unlimited vacation time for salaried staff without approval. The Virgin Way extends beyond business. It's about living boldly. Branson shows that success comes from forging new paths rather than following established ones. True leadership isn't about titles, it's about vision, empathy, and challenging convention. Consider applying these principles to your life: listening deeply, seeing through others' eyes, simplifying communication, embracing differences, and prioritizing people. The Virgin Way demonstrates that success doesn't require cutthroat tactics. It comes from treating people with respect, offering second chances, and enjoying the journey. When facing seemingly impossible challenges, embrace Branson's view that they're simply opportunities that should be a lot of fun disproving. Your uniqueness is your advantage, listening is your tool, and courage to follow your own path, not the conventional one, is your key to success.